o'clock, and this is in First Chronicles, still, Monday afternoon.
I explain the beauty of holiness. That means to be pure in our hearts and lives. God considers that to be a beautiful picture. If our lives are filled with sin and impurity and iniquity and terrible, terrible tragedy, that's not beautiful for God. That is ugly. He considers sin in us as ugly. It's what God the Father thought when the Lord Jesus Christ, His Son, was carrying all the sins and the wickedness of the whole world at the cross of Calvary. It was an ugly picture. The Lord Jesus Himself was perfectly righteous. But He carried in His body the sins of us all. So, how does one become holy? First, we must be saved to be holy. Second, we must walk not after the flesh that we have, but after God's Holy Spirit. We must walk in obedience to His words. He alone can make us holy. Every one of us has two natures. The old flesh and the Holy Spirit of God that indwells us, if we're saved. And these two things fight among us and inside of us. There's war. And Galatians chapter 5 gives the works of the flesh and the fruit of the Spirit. And none of the works of the flesh are holy. They're all unholy. And when we walk after the flesh, we do not have the beauty of holiness. Walking after the Holy Spirit of God gives us a holiness. Not in ourselves, but because God is holy and He's leading us and guiding us. Other questions or comments you may have? Yes, ma'am.
This is an explanation of covenant. In verse 15, it says, "Be mindful always of His covenant, the word which He commanded to a thousand generations." And verse 16 said, "Even of the covenant which He made with Abraham and of the oath unto Isaac." Now, I thought, if you look at verse 15, 16 together, I thought it means His covenant meant the covenant He made with Abraham and of His oath unto Isaac. I thought that means. But you gave the impression the covenant means His words, of the whole Bible. So could you clarify it?
Chinese.
我问你是在第十六章第十五节，因为在第十六章十五节，他说你们要纪念他的约，我的问题是他的约是指什么？因为他十六章十五节说你们要纪念他的约，直到永远，中文是你们要纪念他的约，直到永远，他所吩咐的话，直到千代。 然后十六节说就是以亚伯拉罕所立的约，向以撒所起的誓，所以我以为他的约是指那与亚伯拉罕所立的约，可是老师讲话好像是说他的约是指整本圣经，所以我要他父亲再解释一下。
That is true, verses 15 and verse 16 go together. Rather, yes. Verse 15 and 16 go together. But notice in verse 16 what the covenant is. The covenant he made to Abraham was, in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. That seed was the Lord Jesus Christ, as it says in the book of Galatians. And that seed was Christ. This covenant was made in the book of Exodus, excuse me, the book of Genesis, the first book of our Bible. And the Lord Jesus and his seed is woven throughout the entire scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. And if the promise of the covenant is wiped out in Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek, no one would even know the covenant that was there unless his words would be preserved. And he says in verse 15, his covenant and the word which he commanded to a thousand generations. His covenant is to be preserved and his word to be preserved. I think both. Another question or comment, you know? Yes, ma'am.
That was actually a question in verse 2, you just said, and question you mentioned that in before noon, because you said his words were preserved, and you said something like the Greek, Hebrew, Greek, and Aramaic words through this. So no, I don't remember exactly the words you said, but I got the impression because these languages are preserved, that's the reason we can understand the understand Bible. Am I right? Is my understanding correct?
That's the Chinese and see what you can. It's not clear in English, maybe you make it clear in Chinese.
I'll repeat in Chinese.
Okay.
我刚才问他，因为我记得他早晨的时候，他吃饭以前的时候，他说过，他给我印象，所以我要问清楚。我好像说什么话保留，他的英语原因是因为我的印象是他是这样讲，是因为希伯来文，希伯来文、亚兰文跟这个希腊文这个语言保留下来，就是存留下来，这个语言。一直保留下来，所以什么话保留下来？所以我问他这是他这是不是他的意思？可是我想他并没有很清楚我讲的。 So I'm saying the words, I get impression you are saying the words, the Bible are preserved. One reason is because the language itself, the Hebrew, Greek, and Aramaic language are preserved. Is that what you meant?
Yes, that's what I meant. Okay. Because God's promise to preserve His words that He gave. He did not get any words in English. He did not get any words in Chinese. Or Spanish or French. Or Russian or Italian. He only gave his words in Hebrew, a little Aramaic, and Greek. And those are the words he has promised to preserve throughout eternity, throughout this. And from those words, Hebrew, Aramaic, Greek words that God gave, we must translate into all the languages of the world from those words. And that's the problem I have with the Chinese Bible. They have the wrong Greek New Testament on which the Chinese Bible is based. It was not translated from a proper Greek text. It was translated from a Greek text that has 8,000 differences from the Greek text that underlies the King James Bible.
就是跟那个清净本有出入，差不多有八几千。Not
only those 8,000 differences are large, some are small.
虽然有一些是比较小的错误。
but there are at least 356 doctrinal passages where the Greek text underlying your Bible and many other Bibles is a wrong Greek text.
有三百多个这是教义性的错误。
So that's why my concern to have a good, solid, accurate Chinese Bible, Spanish Bible, French, all languages of the world.
负担就是说愿你也说有这样的从那个原来的那个希腊文的那个text来翻成我们的圣经。
Based on the proper Hebrew, proper Greek, proper Aramaic.
正确的希伯来文、亚兰文跟那个希腊文。
With proper translators and proper translation technique.
有用正确的翻译的方法。
And proper theology.
正确的神学。
Other questions or comments? All right. We're on page 21 still. We were way ahead of ourselves, so we're all right, time-wise and our schedule-wise. So you don't mind if I talk a little bit longer and do some of these things, preach a little bit here and there. All right, the Lord reigneth in verse 31. Then in verse 34, and again David repeats, and I guess maybe we covered that, verse 34, give thanks to his mercy and endureth forever.
24节说,
ever thought of what mercy is?
有没有想说, 慈爱是什么?
The two men that went up to the temple to pray, the Pharisee and the publican.
就是那个税吏跟那个法利赛人的祷告。
Pharisee said, I'm glad I'm not like other men, like this publican sinner here.
那个法利赛人说, 感谢主我们要像那个税吏。
I fast, I pray, I tithe, I'm good.
我是一个好人，我献祭完也十分之一的奉献。A publican sinner didn't raise his hand or his head. He bowed his head.
What are these words?
他就说,
God be merciful to me, a sinner.
求你怜悯我,
and the scripture says, that man went out of the street justified rather than the other.
上帝, 这个,
God is merciful. There are two words in our language, mercy and grace. They're contrasting words. They're in a sense opposite words. Dr. Almighty Han, teacher of the radio Bible class, gave these definitions of those two words. He said, grace is getting something you don't deserve. That's heaven. That's forgiveness. Mercy is not getting something that you do deserve. That's the lake of fire, that's hell. So God, in His mercy, endureth. There's not a man, woman, or child living on this earth, or ever did live on this earth, that deserves heaven. All of us deserve the lake of fire and hell and judgment because of our sins. It's only God's mercy in sending His Son that can give us redemption. And not getting something that we do deserve. His mercy endures forever. Then, verse number 35, David said, save us, O God, of our salvation.
35节说,
If there's anyone that can do that, it's the Lord. He's the only one that can save us as a nation and Israel as a people. And he says, gather us together. David was the king of the whole nation, but there were divisions there. Then he prayed to deliver us from a heathen. And that we may give thanks to thy holy name and glory in thy praise. And then he says, blessed be the Lord God of Israel forever and ever.
36节说, 耶和华以色列的神啊, 从亘古到永远, 是应当称颂的。
Then when he finished singing the psalm, the people said amen and amen.
他们听到他们的歌的那个诗歌呢，他们就在那边说 amen amen.
And they praised the Lord.
他们就一起的来赞美他。
So in verse 37, he finally left there before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. He left Asaph and his minister of the ark continually every day.
37节，大卫派亚萨和他的弟兄在约柜前常常侍奉耶和华，一日进一日的职分。
So is it at Obed-Edom's house? It was at Obed-Edom's house that he left the ark.
他们就在那个约柜前。
And the next page, page 22 and verse 40, was about the blood offerings upon the altar, and offer continually. And notice verse 41 in chapter 16, to give thanks to the Lord because his mercy endureth forever. All the people gave thanks unto the Lord. In chapter 17 now, we see David's desire to build a temple to the Lord.
17章开始就讲说那个大卫的心愿要建这个圣殿。
Notice he went and sat in his house, and David said to Nathan the prophet something.
17章第一节，大卫对拿单说，我住在香柏木宫中耶和华的约柜房在幔子里。
David was a king, but he wanted to have fellowship and ask something from this prophet of the Lord. He says, well, I dwell in the house of cedars, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord remaineth under curtains. This is a tabernacle of tent. And verse 2, Nathan said to David, do all that is in thy heart, for God is with thee.
第二节说,
God hadn't told Nathan yet that David was not to build that temple. So that night, the word of the Lord came to Nathan the prophet.
第三节,
and verse 4 said, go and tell David my servant,
说你去告诉我仆人大卫,
thou shalt not build me a house to dwell in. Apparently David accepted that, he didn't build it. He was able to prepare it, but not to build it. In verse 5 he says, I have not dwelt in a house since the day that I brought up Israel unto this day, but have gone from tent to tent, from tabernacle one to another.
第五节,
and then the Lord asked David a question.
然后上帝问大卫一个问题。
Whensoever I have walked with all Israel, spake I a word to any of the judges of Israel.
Verse 6.
When I commanded to feed my people, saying,
Why have you not built me a house of cedars?
我吩咐牧羊我民的说，你为何不给我建造香柏木的殿宇呢？
In other words, God never asked anybody to build him a house of cedars, a big temple.
上帝也从来没有说要交代谁要为他建造这个殿宇。
I think sometimes the building of large, large churches and buildings have become strange later on in years. Many of the churches that were founded solidly on the Bible are no longer on the Bible at all.
有一些人，他们开始的时候，他们的信仰是建立在那个上帝的话语，后来也没有。
When the buildings are large and beautiful,
当那个圣殿很美很壮。
And the people die off that built them up,
他们愿意来借这个教会。
Most often the devil's family comes in and takes over the whole building.
有的时候撒旦就进来攻击那个教会。
So the very building that the Christians build up.The devil now is possessed.
虽然是人在这个教会呢，后来被那个撒旦占领。
In our country, you see that in the mainline denominations.
我们看到在美国的这些基督派的那个教会。
Most of the United Methodist churches were built by godly people.
那个宣道会就是那个卫理公会刚开始的时候是很好。
Many of them have been taken over by the devil's crowd, unbelievers, crowd this against the Lord Jesus Christ.
后来被那些不敬畏上帝那些人
所占领的。Similar for the Lutheran churches of our country.
甚至是路德会。
So many of the Presbyterian churches the same.
长老会也会有这样的
buildings, not only in this country but in Europe as well, in England, in France, in Germany.
不但在美国，也在欧洲、英国等等。
Huge buildings used to be built by God's people and now used by Satan's people.
刚开始的时候建造起来是上帝的子民，后来就被那个魔鬼占领。
Makes you wonder whether it's God's will.To build big buildings and churches and so on.
是不是是上帝的旨意来建造这个大的教堂？
You say never could happen to us.
不会发生在我们身上。
The same as with big buildings of colleges and seminaries and universities.
甚至是大学或是神学院。
Huge buildings.
很大的那个礼堂。
Dormitories.
有宿舍。
The colleges and universities that once were sound and sane to the Bible.
有一些神学院或是一些基督教的学院呢，他们刚开始是很风之福音派的。
Now inhabited by Antichrist and the devil's people in those buildings.
然后就一些不敬畏上帝、一些跟基督敌对的人。
It's sad to me.
是非常可悲的一件事情。
I don't think the devil would be interested in a tent.Do you?
你看那个魔鬼会对这个帐幕有什么兴趣？
You build a tent for the Lord, would the devil like to come and take over your tent?
你如果有这样的帐幕，那个魔鬼要被抱进来。
Would you be satisfied with your tent?
你会不会对你这个帐幕？
Would his people be satisfied with your tent?
是不是别人也会对这个帐幕很满意？
He wants things that are plush and fine and decent that Christians have built to take over.So there's a problem many times with buildings.
So 有的时候这个大的那个地方呢，这个礼堂呢会有点问题。
I don't know how long your building, your church, beautiful building, how many years will be strong and standing for the Lord Jesus Christ?
不知道教会会站立多久。
We don't know.
我们不晓得。
We hope.It'll be strong for many, many years, but how will it be, or will it be, and when will it be like the rest of the buildings that have been built?
那么不知道多久的时间。
So there could be a real problem with buildings.
所以那时候一堂是有问题的。
The Lord asked David, "When did I ever tell you I want you to build me a building?"
那个上帝对大卫王说：“我曾经有人讲过说要。”
It was not in the directive, it was the permission of God. He let him build the building. Solomon built the building, the temple.
就是上帝自己有这样的旨意，是上帝允许他们。
Something to think about, is it not?
这个是我们可以去思想的。
In verse number 8, God said, I have been with thee whithersoever thou hast walked. Can God say that of you? Can God say that of me? Where have we walked? Have we walked where God wants us to walk? Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. We must be careful where we walk. But God said, I have been with thee, David, whithersoever thou hast walked. And have cut off all thine enemies from before thee. What a wonderful thing. Cut off all enemies from us. And made thee a name like the name of a great man that are on the earth. He promised to David in verse 10. Moreover, I will subdue all thine enemies. And when thy days are expired, in verse 11, I will raise up thy seed after thee.
第十一节，你收束满足归你列祖的时候，我必使你的后裔接续你的位。
Which will be of thy sons, and I will establish his kingdom.
我必使你的后裔接续你的位，我也必坚定他的国。
And verse 12, he shall build me a house, and I will establish his throne forever.
十二节说，他必为我建造殿宇，我必坚定他的国位直到永远。
So Solomon was to build that temple, not David, but Solomon, his son.
所以他的儿子大卫的儿子所罗门王要为上帝来建这个圣殿。
He had many sons, 15 plus many others, David did in verse 11.
至少有15个儿子。
And some of them were very wicked sons. God and Elijah wanted to take over the kingdom. He was a wicked son. Other sons were bad, but he's going to establish David and his sons. In verse 16, David the king came and sat before the Lord. That's a good place to sit. To recognize the presence of the Lord, just sit there. Not stand, but comfortably sit. Not walk around, not move, just sit. Before the Lord and ask His guidance and blessings upon you. And then David opened his mouth. In verse 16, and asked, Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house? That thou hast brought me hitherto. This indicates David's humility of heart and life. And we should be just as humble. What are we that thou hast brought us to this state? In verse 20, David acknowledged something else about the Lord. O Lord, there's none like thee. Neither is there any God beside thee.
中间说除你以外再无神。
That's a dogmatic statement. No other God. Not Allah, not Shinto, not Confucius, no other God. The Lord Jesus was just as dogmatic in John 14, verse 6.
主耶稣在约翰福音十四章第六节也是很确定的这样说。
He said, "I am the way."
我就是道路、真理、生命。
And the truth.
真理。
And the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
没有人可以到上帝那边去。
No other Savior but Christ.
没有其他的救主，只有基督。
No other God beside thee.
没有一个神。
A lot of people don't like the Lord Jesus dogmatism. They don't like the fact that he said, "I'm the only way to heaven." The Jews have not found it. The Muslims have not found it. The Confucianists have not found it.The Shintoists have not found it. The Buddhists, the Taoists have not found it. You have many of these religions in China, do you not? Only through Christ can we be saved. No other Savior but Him. President Bush, the former pastor, president, said there are many ways to God.President Bush is wrong, theologically wrong. President Obama said many ways to God. President Obama is wrong, theologically wrong. And anyone else who says there are many ways is wrong, our Bible must prevail. No other God but the
除了你以外再无神。
All right, what verse are we on?
20.
20, thank you. Got to keep my finger in my place or I lose it. Talking all around the space. Doing the presidential things, I probably should stay out of it. I don't stay out of it usually. Notice in verse 21, what one nation the earth is like that people of Israel.
21节说,
Now, God is not through with Israel even today.
上帝, 还在这个以色列,
God gave and promised Israel a great land. By the way, the mic is a little bit too high, just a shade down. Everything is on, just a shade down, just a tiny bit down. A little bit of feedback, and then just a tiny bit. That's fine. I've got spare. Well, the nation of Israel, we're not finished. God's not finished with that Israel. When they first set up Israel with Balfour Declaration of 1950 or thereabouts, they gave the land, much of the land, to Israel. And since that declaration, the United Nations and others have dwindled and dwindled and dwindled and dwindled to Israel down in the nation. Very little left. Our President Bush,it's all right, just take a little bit of this, take a little bit back from that, from Israel. It's all right with him. President Obama, who's been brought up a Muslim, take a little bit more, that's fine with President Obama, no problem. But God is not through with Israel. God gave that land to Israel, his people. And...There's no people, no nation on the earth like that people Israel. He's not finished with Israel. Now they're back in their land in unbelief, it's true. They're not believers in our Savior. One day they will see their Messiah and own Him as their Savior and Redeemer. And in verse 23,Lord, let the thing that thou hast spoken.
23节说, 照你所说的而行。
Concerning thy servant and concerning his house be established forever.
23节前面，你所应许仆人和仆人家的话，求你坚定直到永远。
And do as thou hast said.
求你坚定直到永远。
That thy name may be magnified forever.
24节。
愿你的名永远坚立。
So David was in accord with the Lord, but that was what he planned and what he should do.
他知道他要，这也是上帝要帮他的，愿他的名永远坚立。
In chapter 18, David is battling again with the Philistines. He smote the Philistines in verse 1.
18章开始呢，就是他大卫来攻打非利士人。
In verse 2, he smote Moab.
然后他攻打摩押。
Verse 3, the king of Zobah.
然后第三节跟索巴王。
David took 1,000 chariots from Zobah.
然后他做一切。
Verse 4, took 7,000 horsemen. And 20,000 footmen. And David also huffed the chariot horses. It's an interesting expression, huffed the horses. Cut off the muscle of their foot so that they could not walk properly. So the horses were useless in battle. And so, we wouldn't want to tell the SPCA about that, would we? We wouldn't want to tell the SPCA about huffing horses.
SPCA.
Society for Protection of Animals. What?
Cruelty to animals.
Cruelty to animals. Don't tell the SPCA what David did. Of cruelty, yeah, that's right. Thank you. And then in verse number 5, the Syrians, 20,000 men, he slew them also. You see why he was a bloody man, like that God did not want David to build his temple? Then in verse number 6, a great statement about David, about the Lord. Thus the Lord preserved David whithersoever he went. May he preserve you and preserve me wherever we may go. He did to David. Praise the Lord for that. On page 24, verse 13, he also took the Edomites and made them the servants.
13节，都能都归服他。大卫无论往哪里去，耶和华都使他得胜。
And verse 13, it repeats, thus the Lord preserved David whithersoever he went. He repeats that.
第十三节，这里又重复一句说，耶和华都使他得胜。
So in verse 14, David reigned over all Israel.
14节这边说，大卫做了以色列众人的王。
And notice in verse 15, Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was over the host, over the soldiers.
15节，西路亚的儿子约押做元帅。
And Zeruiah was the aunt of David.
这个西路亚是那个大卫的。
So they were related. And notice in verse 16, Zadok and Abijah. Abimelech, the son of Abiathar, were the priests.
16节说，亚西弗儿子撒都和亚西米勒做祭司长。
And Shavasha was the scribe in verse 18.
沙里沙是做书记。
And the scribe was to write down the words of God and make sure that the books were accurate.
书记把他去上帝的话语。
Then in verse 17, Benaiah was over the Cherethites and Pelethites and the singers. They were the singers.
17节，比拿雅、孔霞、基利提人和比利提人。
Then chapter 19, we see that David said, I will show kindness unto Hanun, the son of Nahash.
9章第2节说，大卫说我要照哈嫩的父亲拿，然后带我的恩典厚待哈嫩。
Hanun was a neighbor of David's.
这个哈嫩是他的邻居。
And he wanted to do him good, if possible. And so David sent messengers, verse 2, to comfort him concerning his father. And so to went to comfort him, and the scribes of the children of Ammon said to Hanun, the princes rather said to Hanun, they didn't believe David was up to any good, but up to bad. He says, are not his servants come unto thee for to search and to overthrow and to spy out the land?
他说，第三节中间，他的臣仆来见你，不是为详查窥探，颠覆这地吗？
Therefore Hanun took David's servants, shaved them, cut off their garments in the midst by the buttocks, and sent them away.
第四节，他们便将大卫臣仆胡须剃去一半，又割断他们下半截的衣服，使他们露出下体，打发他们回去。
Did not treat them properly because they thought they were spies and no good. And verse 5, the men were greatly ashamed. So David said, tarry at Jericho till your beards be grown and then return. To the Jews, a beard was something that they used as something that was good for them. And so the children of Ammon saw that they were made themselves odious to David. Hanun realized he made a mistake, and so he sent the children of Ammon 1,000 talents of silver to hire them chariots. So they hired 32,000 chariots in verse 7. And when David heard of it, verse 8, he sent Joab and all the host of the mighty men. So there's a battle in verse number 10. And so it was against Joab before and behind. And Abishai, his brother, in verse 11, was also a battle in this fight. They set themselves in array against Ammon. That was a nation close by. And Joab said, if the Syrians are too strong for me, then thou shalt come and help me. But if the children of Ammon are too strong for thee, then I will help thee. Be of good courage, let's behave ourselves valiantly for our people. And let the Lord do that which is good in his sight. So the battle went the proper way with Joab in verse 14 and with Abishai in verse 15. And verse 18, the Syrians fled before Israel, and David slew the Syrians, 7,000 men, which fought.
Seven thousand men
of the chariots and 40,000 footmen. And killed the captain of the host. And so they made peace eventually with David, these other nations. Became his servants.
19节，他大利谢的诸王见自己被以色列人打败，就与大卫和好，归顺归服他。And
in chapter 20, we see David war again with the Philistines.
20章呢，也是大卫王跟非利士人打仗。And
verse 4, there was war at Gezer with the Philistines.
第四节，20章的第四节。
And there was war again with the Philistines, and Elhanan, the son of Jairus, slew Libni, the brother of Goliath, the Gittite.
埃鲁的儿子伊勒哈沃夫南杀了加勒人哥利亚的弟兄拉哈米。
Goliath was one of the giants of Gath. And there were many. There was a man of great stature whose fingers and toes were 26 on each hand. 6 on each hand, and 6 on each foot. So instead of 5 and 5 fingers, 6 and 6. Instead of 5 and 5 toes, 6 and 6.
So
12 up here, 12 down there. Strange giants they were. And they defied Israel in verse number 7. This man of stature, and David's brother slew him. So these were born of the giant of Gath, and they fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants. Now chapter 21, we see Satan is at hand again. We'll stop here and we'll have to take 10, and we'll see you after that. Okay.
From chapter 17, verse 12.
Yes, I mean, 17, verse 12.
He shall build me a house, right? So he means David, Solomon, or who?
Okay, that's the question.
Yeah.
You always said a name in Chinese, right? Yeah. Okay. Yes, it seems like because of verse 11, it says, thy seed after thee, be thy son, shall establish a he that is one of the sons that he selects. Probably referring to Solomon.
How about Jesus Christ?
Well,
Jesus Christ.
Could be building a house, starting in the sense of spiritual house of Christian people. Possible. But I think especially we're talking about the temple, physical house, but certainly the Lord Jesus Christ is building people that have been saved and Christians.
Yeah.
Could apply that generally.
Another question.
Yes.
On the chapter 20.
Verse 6.
Okay. Any question? Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I think were different than the giants here. These were this word in Hebrew is Nephilim, which is Nephilim means to fall, fallen ones. So the same word is used in English, giant, but the fallen ones twist a little bit different types of people, see. And I don't know why giants were born like Goliath and all, but apparently there was some twist in their makeup that they were created and made. I don't know. There's even some giants today, you know, big. Top of you don't know why they're there, but they're not necessarily the same as in Genesis 6, which are fallen ones, special twists. Other questions or comments? We're over here now on what page were we on? Let's see, turn back to page 25, okay. 25, all right. Page 25, all right. Chapter 21. David is moved to number the children of Israel. Notice in verse 1, who was it stood up against Israel? His name was Satan. Provoked David to number Israel. That is, he pushed and pushed and pushed and provoked David to do something that God did not want him to do. Apparently that was the thing that kings did. They numbered the armies. How many people did they have? And Satan knew that if he would get David to number his people, he would not be trusting in the Lord to deliver him to his armies. I believe that's why David did wrong in this and numbered Israel. So at Satan's provocation, verse 2, David said to Joab and to the rulers of the people, go number Israel. From Beersheba to Dan, north and south, the whole land. Bring the number of them to me. That I may know it. He wanted to see how secure he was from the Philistines and all the other enemies. And so, in verse number 3, Joab made answer. Now, the question at the end of verse 3 is, why then doth my Lord require this thing? Why will he cause me to cause a trespass to Israel? In other words, there's a lot of people. You have all sorts of people, hundreds of people in the army. So Joab, the cousin of David, rather I guess the nephew of David, he didn't win out. The king's word in verse 4 prevailed against Joab. So he went out and numbered Israel and came to Jerusalem to give David the numbers. And all that of Israel, the hundred thousand men. That'd be 1,100,000 total altogether, if my mathematics is correct. 1,000,000 is 1,000,000, and 100 more would be 1,100,000. That's from Israel, the northern kingdoms. Yes, northern kingdom, Israel. 10 tribes in the north. And those in Judah was 110,000, that would be 410,000. And so 103 score would be 160 plus would be, 410,000 in Judah. So Judah was much smaller than the 10 tribes in the north of Israel. And God was displeased in verse 7. That's an important thing. Now notice in verse 6, Levi and Benjamin, he did not count among the people. The king's word was abominable to Joab. He didn't even bother counting those two. God was displeased in verse 7. So he smote Israel. Here's God's judgment again, just like he smote Ezra for touching the ark. So on page 26, there, chapter 21, verse 8, David said, I've sinned greatly.
David
At least David recognized his guilt and his sin. Many times people who sin do not recognize it's sin. They just go right on. I've not done anything wrong. But David said, I have sinned, not just sinned, but greatly. When David prayed to the Lord in verse 8, he said, do away the iniquity of my servant, for I have done very foolishly, very foolishly. Well, the Lord's going to do away with iniquity, but he's going to punish David and Israel first. Now, in verse number 9, the Lord spoke to God, David's seer or David's prophet. In verse 10, he was offered three things, three types of judgments, and David was to choose one of the three. And verse 11, God came to David and said to him, thus saith the Lord, choose thee one of these three. Which would you have chosen if you were David?
如果是大人你会选择什么?
3 years of famine.
3年的饥荒.
3 months delivered before your foes and your enemies.
3年,3个月,败在你敌人面前,被敌人的刀追杀.
3 days, the sword of the Lord, even with pestilence in the land.
或者是3天,在你的国中,有瘟疫.
And the angel of the Lord destroying throughout all the course of Israel.
耶和华的使者在以色列的事情施行毁灭。So we have three years, three months, three days.
And the famine will be great for 3 years, or the pestilence for 3 months before the enemies.
你要三年的饥荒，三个月被敌人的刀追，或是三天的瘟疫。
Or the 3 days in the hands of the Lord to determine how he will punish.
那三天的瘟疫是在上帝的手中，看他要怎样惩罚。Verse 13,
David didn't waste much time in reply.
所以十三节呢，他没有很多时间去思想。But
he said, "I'm at a great strait."
他说，我甚为难。
I'm in a tight place, a great strait. Tight place, narrow place.
我甚为难，就是说我在那个很狭窄的那个路上。Hard for me to decide what to do.
我很难来做这样的决定。So let me fall in the hand of the Lord.
我愿落在耶和华的手里。For
very great are His mercies.
因他有丰盛的怜悯。Let
me not fall in the hand of man.
我不愿落在人的手里。He
knew the Lord, and the Lord was merciful, and so you're leaving it up to the Lord to take care of this. So verse 14, the Lord immediately answered, and whatever he requested, sent a pestilence.
So
70,000 dead immediately. In verse 15, he also sent an angel unto Jerusalem to destroy it. But as he was destroying it, the Lord beheld, and he repented him of the evil. That word repent means to change his mind. It's not the repentance that, like people talk about repenting of sin, that's not the word, this change of mind. And he noticed, he changed his mind, he repented of the evil because he beheld. He saw what was happening. He saw 70,000 innocent people dead because of David's sin. And so he changed his mind, repented of that evil, and said to the angel that destroyed, it is enough. Stay with thy hand.
助手吧。
Hands of the Lord serve by the threshing floor of one. In other words, stop. Don't kill anymore.
上帝就用那个天使说过的助手吧，不要继续再做。
And that angel obeyed God, I'm sure too. Stop.
那个天使一定一个顺从上帝的吩咐。
And in verse number 16, David lifted up his eyes and saw the angel of the Lord standing there.
大卫举十六节，大卫举目看见耶和华的使者站在天地间，手里有拔出来的刀。
Notice he is standing between the earth and heaven, having a drawn sword in his hand.
他站在天地中间，在那边呢，审判那个审判。
His hand stretched out over Jerusalem.And David and the elders of Israel who were clothed in sackcloth fell upon their faces. They prayed, they repented of their evil, they asked the Lord to change. They fell on their faces in humility.
他们祷告上帝说，吩咐主点百姓的不是我吗？我犯了罪，行的恶。
And notice verse 70, David said unto God,
十七节大卫祷告上帝。
Is it not I that commanded the people to be numbered?
不是我犯罪了吗？
Even I, it is that have sinned, that have done this evil indeed.
我犯了罪，行了恶。
But as for these sheep, these people, what have they done?
但这群羊做了什么呢？
Let thine hand, I pray thee, O Lord my God, be on me and on my father's house.
愿耶和华我神的手攻击我和我的父家。
But not on thy people that thou should that they should be plagued.
不要攻击你的民，降瘟疫于他们。
So God already told the angel Lord to stay his hand, and now David is praying, Lord, please stay thy hand.
那个天上帝已经跟天使说住手了，那个大卫王也是在上帝面前向他这样的祷告。
And verse 18, the angel of the Lord had a message for God the prophet.He commanded God to say a certain thing to David the king. He said, set up an altar unto the Lord in the threshing place of Ornan the Jebusite. David went up at the saying of God and obeyed.One of us threshing wheat in verse 20.
20.
And verse 21, Arnon bowed himself to David with his face to the ground. David was the king. And David said to Arnon, please grant me the place of this threshing floor that I might build an altar to the Lord. Grant it to me at the full price that the, whatever theThe plague would be. The plague may be stayed. And Arnon said, that's fine. Do what you want to do. I give thee the oxen also for burnt offerings and the threshing instruments for wood and the wheat for the meat offering. He gave him everything he needed for this offering before to the Lord.
我也将牛给你做燔祭，把打粮的器具当柴烧，拿麦子做书记，这些我都送给你。
The Arnon said, I will give it. David said, No, I'm going to buy it for full price.
他愿意把那个整个价钱，照那个价钱。
I will not take of that which is thine for the Lord, nor offer burnt offerings without cost.
我不用你的物献给耶和华，也不用白得之物献为燔祭。
So in verse 25, David bought it for 600 shekels of gold by weight.
25节，大卫就用了600舍克勒金子给阿尔南。
So David built the altar and offered the burnt sacrifice and called upon the Lord, and it answered from heaven by fire.
26节，大卫在那里为耶和华筑了一座坛，求告耶和华，耶和华应允他，从火有火从天降在燔祭台上。
Verse 27, the Lord commanded the angel, and he put up the sword again into the sheath.
27节，耶和华吩咐使者，他就收刀入鞘。
And so David in verse 30 could not go before to do it to inquire the Lord, who was afraid because.Of the word of the angel of the Lord.
三十节，只是大卫不敢前去求问神，因为他惧怕耶和华使者的刀。
So in chapter 22, David purposed to prepare the temple. He wanted to prepare at least. He couldn't build it, but he wanted to prepare for it.
22章开始呢，他是为上帝的坛殿做准备。
And in verse number 2, he said nations to hew wrought stones to build the house of the Lord. So that was the first step.
第一部分，第一部分，它就是二十二章的第二节。
And then in verse 3, he prepared that kind of nails for the doors and gates, brass, abundance.
第三节，大卫预备许多铁做门上的钉子和钩子。
And cedar and abundance also.
第四节，无数的香柏木。
And he said in verse 5, Solomon, my son, is young and tender.
第五节说，我儿子所罗门还年幼娇嫩。
The house must be exceeding magnificent. In other words, a very beautiful, magnificent temple.
耶和华的殿宇必须高大辉煌。
So in the end of verse 5, David prepared abundantly before his death.
所以大卫在未死之前预备的材料甚多。
And then he called his son Solomon.
第六节，大卫召他儿子所罗门来。
Charged him to build a house for the Lord God of Israel.
嘱咐他给耶和华建造殿宇。
He said it was in my mind to start with Rome to build a house myself, but the Lord forbade that.
我心里本想为耶和华我神的名建造殿宇。
And he named the son in verse 9. The son shall be born to thee, his name shall be Solomon.
第九节中间说，你要生一个儿子，他的名要叫所罗门。
I will give peace and quietness unto Israel in his days.
他在位的日子，我必使以色列人平安康泰。Solomon
means peace. The Hebrew word shalom, shalom means peace.
所罗门王的意思，他的名字的意思是shalom，就是平安。
He will build a house for my name.
他必为我的名建造殿宇。
Now he says in verse 11, My son, the Lord be with thee, and prosper thou.
第十一节，我儿啊，现今愿耶和华与你同在。
Apparently the Lord forgave David in verse 11.
上帝赦免了他。
David, who had sinned against the Lord and numbered the people, God apparently forgave.
那个上帝赦免他，因赎回那个百姓的事。
Causing, My son, the Lord be with thee, and prosper thou.
就说耶和华跟你同在，使你安康。Build
the house of the Lord thy God.
建造耶和华你神的殿。Lord
give thee wisdom and understanding.
耶和华赐你聪明智慧。That's
what we need today, wisdom and understanding.
我们今天所需要的就是有聪明的智慧。It's
not enough to know the facts and the truth, we must know how to use the facts and the truth.
我们得到这些事实，这些真理，我们就要知道怎么样来运用出来。
Wisdom is important and understanding as well. But thou must keep the law of the Lord thy God.
遵行耶和华的律法典章。
There's two things you need to do to keep the law of the Lord.
你要保守，你要遵守上帝的律法典章，你要做两件事情。
First, you must know the law of the Lord and the words of God.
你要知道上帝的话语。
Second, you must keep the law of the Lord and the words of God. Not enough to know it. You can know it from cover to cover and still not keep it. You can show everybody how much you know about the scripture, quote this verse and that verse. And still, it's possible for you not to live that verse and that rule. You should live it. And that's what the prayer was that David would be given wisdom and understanding to keep the law of the Lord thy God. In verse 13, the seer said, Then thou shalt prosper. Prosperity is related to keeping the law of the Lord, the words of God. I believe it's still linked, even today, for us who are saved and born again.
Joshua 1:8 and 1:9 talks about prosperity.
在那个约书亚记第一章第八节跟第九节也是讲到这个事情。
This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night.
你要做这些想上帝的话，你一定要把上帝的律法。
That man is keep the word of God. There thou shalt make thy way prosperous. There thou shalt have good success.
你如果这样去做，你就能得进步得亨通。
We were preaching a couple Sundays ago on prosperity of the soul in our church.
我在分享说呢，在属灵方面的亨通，有上帝的。The first
part of 3 John talks about prosperity, health, and the soul.
这个约翰三书开始的时候也讲到这三方面。And
John the apostle wrote to this church.
他对着教会这样说。And
he said, I hope that your body may be kept in health and prosper, even as thy soul prospereth.
我愿你凡事兴盛，身体健壮。
But it was the same extent that your soul is prospering, I hope that you're in health and your body is prospering. With someone who has no prosperity of the soul, that means his body would be sick. And so that is a very wrong thing or different thing or difficult thing to so anybody in the days in which we live. I only want you to be in health for your body as much as your soul is in health and prosperous. Some people will be in good health. Most of us would be sick if the health of the body is exactly the same as the health of our souls. But David was told that keeping the law of the Lord in verse 12, then and only then shalt thou prosper. And then also in verse 13, if thou takest heed to fulfill the statutes and the judgments which the Lord charged Moses concerning Israel. Some of the evangelists on the radio and the television talk about prosper, prosper. Give me your money and God's going to prosper you. See, give it to me. They don't say, I'll prosper a little too if you give me your money, but give me it and then God's promise to prosper you. Well, God's prosperity here is involved with the keeping of His words.
We're
walking with the Lord in the light of His words. Then in verse 13 he says, be strong and of good courage, dread not or be dismayed. We have to be strong, we have to be of good courage. Many people are out to get us perhaps. Many people wonder about our salvation, wonder about our Christ, our Savior. The strength is not in our physical being, but to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might, as it says in Ephesians. And the strength is the Lord's, of good courage. Remember, before David was ever called of God to be a king, he was a shepherd. And he was a shepherd of good courage. When Samuel went out to seek the son of Jesse, there were 7 or so, and he was the youngest of the sons. And God selected David to be his king. And before he ever was the king as a shepherd,
He is of great courage. He had the bear and the lion that attacked his flock, and he went after and slew the lion and the bear. Now that big Goliath went out to challenge the whole nation of Israel. David says, who is this man? His oldest brother Eliab said, what are you doing here? Why don't you go back with those few sheep? And David told his older brother, is there not a cause? There is a cause every single day that we must defend for our God. David with courage faced that giant Goliath. Saul, who was quivering in his boots, scared, afraid, yet head and shoulders above every man in Israel, big Saul with little courage. Little David with big courage. What a contrast. Saul had confidence only in his own strength and his own armor. So David says, you don't have an armor, take mine. David tried out that armor and put it on, and the shield and took the sword and threw it away. David's confidence and courage was not in his armament. It was in the Lord. That's the difference. He went to the brook and took five smooth stones. Took his sling. Took faith in the Lord. And then the Goliath, the giant, made fun of David. He says, I come unto thee in the name of the Lord, who thou hast defied. And took one stone, slung that thing, hit the giant on the side of the head by his helmet, and he fell. And he took the giant's own sword and slew him with that sword. David was a man of courage, a young man of courage. You don't have to be old to have courage. In fact, some of the older people have little courage than the younger people. Courage is not measured by age. God can give you his courage in any age, whatever age you might be. So be strong in verse 10, 13, and be of good courage. Dread not, be not dismayed. So he said to Solomon, prepare a house for the Lord, verse 14. He prepared gold and silver and brass and iron and stone, verse 14. He had the workmen in verse 15. And he said to Solomon, is not the Lord your God with you? And then verse 19, David said to Solomon, set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. That's what we must do as well. If we're saved and born again, set our hearts and our souls to seek the Lord. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found.
Call upon him while he is near. He that seeketh findeth, as the Lord said. The seeking is in the Bible, the words of God. It's not in the front of papers, it's not in the newspapers, not on the radio, not on the television. Seeking the Lord means going to his words, going to his book, and asking, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And there are two parts of us that must do the seeking. The heart and the soul. It's good for the head to seek the Lord. The brain. But brain without heart and soul is worthless for the Lord. It leads to pride. It leads to arrogance. It leads to being puffed up. But the heart and the soul to seek the Lord. Then on page 28, chapter 23, verse 1. Then it was old and full of days. You get that way after a while. Some of you haven't got that way yet. Three of us in the room have reached 80 years plus. Three of us. My wife, my friend Mrs. Crowder, and myself. David was old and full of days. In verse 1. He made Solomon his son king over Israel. Remember, the Chronicles doesn't tell us, but there's lots of fighting here. So who's going to be the king after David? If you read the book of Kings, 1st and 2nd Kings, you'll see that Adonijah wanted to be king, and other people wanted to be king, and a big battle. Who's going to be the king? And David had only seed. Bathsheba went to him and said, don't you know that Adonijah has raised himself up to be the king? David must have gone asleep or something. He didn't realize it. And he said immediately, no, Solomon is going to be the king. And so, as I said, he made Solomon the king by name. And then in verse 2, he gathered together the princes, the leaders of Israel. Notice the Levites were numbered from 30 years and upward.
Levites 38,000
were the Levites. And 24,000 were forward to the work of the house of the Lord. So all these workers in verse 4 and 5 and 6.
3, 4, 5,
then we have the priests, the Gershonites in verse 7. Sons of Kohath in verse 12. And sons of Merari in verse 3. Gershon, Kohath, Merari, the three sons of Levi. And they were there to help with the temple. Verse 27, the Levites were numbered 20 years old and upward to work. Verse 28, their office was to wait on the sons of Aaron for his service. It's interesting that the Levites were to be helpers to the priests. They were not to be priests. They were to take a secondary place. lots of times in churches, for example, there are pastors and there are assistant pastors. And sometimes the assistant pastors aspire to be the pastor. They cause great divisions in the church. They don't realize that they're assistants, they're not the pastor. So in some churches we have deacons, and sometimes the deacons want to be the pastor. Sometimes churches that have elders, the elders want to be the pastor. But there's a chain of command where the Aaronic priests are in charge and the Levites are to help them. And remember, Korah and his band tried to ascend above and be like Moses and Aaron. Korah and his band came to Moses and Aaron and said, "You take too much upon you. Why are you bigger than we are? We're just as good as you. Why can't we be priests and Levites like you people?" And God said, "All right, we're going to settle this thing. You take one from each of these tribes, 12 different tribes. Each of you take a dead stick." The rod, a stick. And bring it before the tabernacle. And the rod, the dead stick that brings forth buds and flowers, he's the one that chosen to be my priest and my Levite. And Aaron's rod was the rod, the stick, the butter, brought forth buds and flowers. Miracle. You don't have buds out of a dead stick. But God can. God can do anything but fail. And so once and for all, God judged Korah. He judged his band. He said, if it's just an ordinary death, it's different, but it's going to be super ordinary. And the earth opened up, swallowed up these men, a miracle of God. And judged those men, the ones that sent up above where God had appointed Aaron and the priests. We must always do things God's way, not our way. And so in verse 28 of this chapter, questions. Stop me anytime for questions, always.
Okay, first three, you said the Bible says 30 years and older and 20 years and older. What is the difference between those?
I had Chinese.
Okay.
I asked the same question to myself when I studied this chapter. I think the solution is this. I think the Levites from 30 years old and upward, but the workers here in this temple were from 20 years and up, a little bit younger, to work in the temple to help the builder. Now that's the only solution I could come to. Seems like a contradiction. It seems like a contradiction. They were to take their office, fully take their office at 30, but for the work here, they were still Levites, they were born Levites. But apparently, for the workers here to work in the temple, they started with 20, 10 years earlier than the 30. That'd be my guess.
圣殿建设的时候，二十岁以外需要去帮忙。
Other questions or comments?
Okay, so is in the temple and from 20s other works.
Possibly so, in a special building of this particular building. That's my, yes, you have it.
Yes. 我想请问一下，就是刚刚他老师所讲的，他说是亚伦的那个杖子坏了，我还听不懂。
We are asking about the Aaron's
rod, the butter?
The rod, yeah.
What was the question exactly?
Can you explain more about that?
Oh, yes. The rod of Aaron, the butter, was in order to show people who would be the priest, the leader.
因为借着这个亚伦的杖呢，发芽就是做一个记号，就是说谁要做那个祭司。
You see, Jacob had 12 sons.
因为雅各有十二个儿子。
And some of the sons said, why can't I be the priest?
要抢做祭司。
Why can't I be like Moses and Aaron?
为什么我不能像亚伦摩西一样的？
We're just as good as you. Why are you taking us?
为什么你选那些不选我？
They're angry with the Lord.So the Lord said, I'm going to show you a lesson. I'm going to pick the priest by a special miracle. So you can see that miracle, and then you'll know that I'm going to be deciding who is the priest and who is not the priest. It must be Aaron's line, Aaron's sons, and Aaron himself. So it was a very good object lesson. So there were 12 sons of Jacob, and each one of them had a stick, a rod, and for Levi, it was Aaron, because he's representative of the tribe of Levi, so he had his rod. And putting them before the Lord, and the Lord, they all labeled themselves. This is Asher, and this is Gad, and this is Joseph, and so on. And this is Aaron. They labeled the rods, I'm sure, so they could tell. That's right. They put them on the top of the tabernacle. And God said, the rod that buds, brings forth flowers and buds, that will be the one I've chosen. And I don't want any of you other children, any of you other sons, to argue any more about this thing. That's final. And so that's what God did. Aaron was the rod that budded that fruit blossoms. The other rods, the 11 other rods, just sticks. That dead is anything. No change. Other comments or questions? Yes, ma'am.
Earlier, I think in one of the chapters, David was punished quite severely by God because he numbered his people.
Yes.
Now over here, he asked his Levites to number, but he didn't get any punishment. So evidently, he numbered the people. So depends on how you, because it doesn't seem to be, you see what I'm trying to say?他临终前要数点立位员，那好像耶和华并没有不喜悦他，所以换句话说，数点这个事情本身没有错，好像没有错，是不是？
So the question was, why did God number the Levites? No punishment for numbering the Levites.
Yeah.
The difference is, the Levites never fought. The Levites never had any battles. They just praised the Lord and read the scriptures, never fought. These other men did fight, and they were warriors. They wanted to see his confidence in how many warriors
battles and soldiers.
大卫数点对他的动机，就是看他的那个军事的那个势力。
So remember the Levites, no problem. We're not trying to exalt as battle people because they weren't battle warriors. They're just singers and servants.
就是在出去打仗的，他们是在那边在侍奉上帝。
So did not answer. Other questions or comments?
Can you give me the Bible passage of where the people rebelled against Moses and what is that?
Korah's rebellion. I think it's in Numbers.
好像在《民数记》。
Computer on, or I could look it up immediately. Maybe it's in chapter 16. There it is. Yeah, 16. Just happened upon it. Well, thank you, Lord. And chapter 16 and verse 19. Korah gathered all the congregation against them under the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. Got it? Chapter 16 of Numbers and verse number 19. The glory of the Lord appeared unto all the congregation. And then in verse 20, the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, saying, separate yourselves from among the congregation that I may consume them in a moment.
But this Korah is not the son of Levi.
Now this is a different one. In verse 1, Korah the son of Immer, son of Korath, the son of Levi. He was the son of Levi, yes he was. Verse 17. Everyone is
censored?
Let's have 10 minutes and we'll pick this up as we come back for our final hour this time. This afternoon. Final hour. Take 10 minutes. Okay.